Hey there, this is your one and only personal astrophysicist Rohit Agrawal, right there bringing a brand new episode for podcast Astrophysics. Here in this particular episode, our agenda is how the term black hole is devised. So for this, I'll be narrating a context from Stephen Hawking's book, A Brief History of Time, chapter Black Hole. So let's get into this right there. So it starts this way. The term black hole is of very recent origin. It was coined in 1969 by the American scientist John Wheeler as a graphic description of an idea that goes back at least 200 years to a time when there were two theories about light. One, which Newton favored, was that it was composed of particles. The other was that it was made up of waves. We now know that really both theories are correct. By the wave-particle duality of quantum mechanics, light can be regarded as both a wave and a particle. Under the theory that light is made up of waves, it was not clear that how it responds to gravity. But if light is composed of particles, one might expect them to be affected by gravity in the same way that cannonballs, rockets, and planets are. At first, people thought that particles of light traveled infinitely fast, so gravity would not have been able to slow them down. But the discovery of Rohmer that light travels at a finite speed mean that gravity might have an important effect. On this assumption, a Cambridge Don John Mitchell wrote a paper in 1783 in the Philosophical Transactions of Royal Society of London, in which he pointed out that a star that was sufficiently massive and compact would have such a strong gravitational field that light could not escape. Any light emitted from that star would be dragged by the star's gravitational attraction before it could get very far. Mitchell suggested that there might be a large number of stars like this, although we would not be able to see them because the light from them would not reach us. We would still feel their gravitational attraction. Such objects are what we now call black holes, because this is what they are, black voids in space. A similar suggestion was made a few years later by a French scientist, Marcus de Lapace, apparently independently of Mitchell. Interestingly enough, Lapace included in only the first and the second editions of his book, The System of World, and left it out for later editions. Perhaps he decided that it was a crazy idea. Also, the particle theory of light went out of favor during the 19th century. It seemed that everything could be explained by the wave theory, and according to the wave theory, it was not clear that light would be affected by gravity at all. So that is how, according to Stephen Hawking, in his book, the term black hole is coined. I'll soon be there with another episode. Till then, stay tuned. It was the end of this episode. You just now listened to your one and only personal astrophysicist, Rohit Agrawal, in Astrophysics Podcast. Thank you.